The National Labour Commission, NLC, has dismissed the stay of execution brought before it by the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission prayed the NLC to have its earlier ruling on the Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association set aside to enable it to proceed to the appeals court to overturn the decision. But the NLC, after listening to arguments from both sides, ordered its earlier ruling to stand. Its chairman, Professor Joseph Aite, stated this in an interview with Brighton Trauma.
The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission indicated that for a previous decision that had been made by the Labour Commission, they had lodged an appeal and the matter then had gone to the Court of Appeal. For that reason, they wanted a stay of execution of the decision that had been made so that they would test the basis of that decision in the Court of Appeal as demanded by law. And as is the practice, in order to stop it, they know an appeal does not operate as a stay of execution. So they came to the Labour Commission to demand that that decision be pending the determination of the appeal. They argued their case, and the hospital pharmacists also argued their case. After that, the commission ruled that the application for a stay had been dismissed. In other words, it had gone against the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission. That's where we are.
So now that you've dismissed their stay of execution, what's next for the commission, Fair Wages and the pharmacists?
The commission has finished with its work, and in such circumstances, the Fair Wages will then repeat the same application in the Court of Appeal for the Court of Appeal to look at it, and they will indicate that they have tried to persuade us to stay the execution, but we had refused them, so they were coming to the Superior Court for a ruling on the matter, and that may be within the next few days.
So by this ruling, if I get you right, it means the previous decision taken by the National Labour Commission with regards to the government and hospital pharmacists still stands.
Yes, that's what it means.
Of the National Labour Commission, Professor Joseph Aite talking to Brighton Trauma.
Still on the NLC, the chairman of the Government Hospital and Pharmacists Association, Stephen Kokwe, has indicated that the association complied with the ruling of the National Labour Commission in the interest of industrial harmony. He said members are seeking fair and just ruling, and since there are still unresolved issues, the association will continue to take the necessary action to demand a fair hearing of the issue.
Saying that the pharmacists have a case, and we have presented the case to the National Labour Commission, especially when we were in a deadlock on the issue of our grade structure. And the National Labour Commission ruling, although we weren't fully satisfied with it, in the interest of industrial harmony, we decided to actually comply with the ruling of the National Labour Commission. Fair Wages and Salary Commission were not satisfied. They went to the Court of Appeal and they applied for the stay of execution at the National Labour Commission. And the National Labour Commission dismissed the stay of execution of the ruling.
Now that the Labour Commission has dismissed the application for stay of execution, will you call off your strike?
Actually, I must say that the rules of our membership has always been to get a fair and just ruling of the in terms of the grade structure, and then a clear and definite solution on the market premium. With the grade structure, we still have not gotten it yet done because it has to be implemented by the Fair Wages and Salary Commission.
Chairman of the Government Hospital and Pharmacists Association, Stephen Kokwe, talking to Doreen Ampofu.